Hello, you guys. I hope you're well. Our today's guest, from the beginning, pretty much knew what she wanted to be, and she was stubborn enough to make sure that she achieved it. And she's here today to talk to us about her journey. So yeah, let's go and meet her. Hi, Mai.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much. What about you?
I'm doing well. First of all, happy Women's Day.
Thank you.
I know even though when the episode comes out, it's going to be past that. But then since you're here today, yeah. I think it would be only fair for me to start with wishing you that.
Thank you so much.
You know, the first question I think I should ask you is, are you always so positive and confident with anything that you do?
Well, to be honest, if I need to answer this question, I'll tell you that no, I'm not always positive. There are some times that I feel so negative and I feel so low. And there are many things that will help me to be better, you know. The most time that I feel negative is that when I lose something, you know. When I feel like I had a great opportunity and a great chance to be successful, but then something happens, something wrong goes on, and I just feel like, no, this is not what I wanted, you know. So then I'll start feeling negative, I'll start feeling low. And trust me, I know myself, you know, that when I feel low, it's like only for one day maximum. And then I just wake up and I'll be like, May, wake up. You're successful. Yeah. You can do this, you know, like you shouldn't be low. You shouldn't feel negative.
Yeah.
And then, you know, gradually I'll start feeling positive. I'll start feeling myself. So this is how it comes, you know.
The reason I asked was because, you know, first thing I noticed about you when I met you a few days ago, mm-hmm. you were so aware of yourself and you were so positive, even though, you know, it was the first time I was seeing you.
Yes.
So it made me think that, you know, is it your personality to, you know, approach things in a way that you are always embracing opportunities? So before I got into your journey, I wanted to see if that's how you are always perceiving things.
Yeah. I always try to look from the positive thing, you know, like I try not to take it as like, oh, I failed. No. You know, I try to take the positive side, the positive thing. I don't want to, I want to tell you something. It's always the voice from inside you.
Yeah.
You know, when you tell yourself that you can do it, you're positive, you can achieve whatever you want. You will achieve it. But if you are negative, you will never achieve it.
Yeah.
That's one thing for sure. So it's the voice within inside us. Like, that's what's going to affect. It's not the people around. It's nothing. It's just that you from inside you.
I agree.
You know, like when you overthink stuff, then you start panicking. You'll be like, no, but this and this and this. So no, just relax and just organize everything and get back yourself on the track.
100%.
This is the most important
thing. I agree.
Yeah.
So I think the only next question I can ask is, did you always want to be a dentist?
Yeah, of course. I always had a dream to be a dentist. I always had a dream to be a doctor, you know. So I felt like being a dentist is what I want to be in future and always, you know.
But how did it start? Like, for example, say a girl who was an 8-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
Because being a dentist is not like a thing that you can just do in 2 years. It takes 6 to 8 years, I think, to...
Exactly.
So for somebody in that younger age who would want to become maybe an artist or something in the creative field and like anything which is easier. So what made you choose dentist as something that you would want to choose as a career at that maybe age of time where people choose what they want to become?
Yeah. So basically, I still remember the time I used to go with my mom to the dentist. And I used to see the dentist, how he's working. And it was just so interesting for me. But I never went to a dentist. That's one thing for sure. I'm a dentist, but I never went
to a dentist. Wow, really?
Yeah, I never did. So like, it was always for me, you know, interesting thing. Like, wow, what is this dentist doing to my mom with her teeth and everything? So it just felt so, you know, like it was just interesting for me. So then I started like, you know, thinking about it every time. But then when I became in grade 12, I had to decide. I had to make a decision. And I still remember when I was searching, you know, like all these universities and all that, I started looking for the age. I mean, like not the age, I mean, like the percentage they want for me to be in the college.
Yeah.
It was basically 85. And I knew 85 is not the percent they want. It's like the range, the average, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So then I was like, is it possible for me to get this? You know, like I was just asking myself. And I still remember the first time I got the percentage, it was 86. So I was like, Hamad, you know?
Yeah, the, at the like, baseline there. Baseline. Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, am I going to be able to make it or what? So I studied very hard, very, very hard in grade 12 just to get a higher grade so I can just, you know, at least know myself if I'm going to be there or not. So I remember then I got 95. Yeah, I got 95.
Wow. Okay.
So I was like, yes, this is what I need now. I need 95 so I can just be, you know, there and I can just get into the college and all this.
Yeah.
But what's even funnier that when I tried applying for college and all this, I applied to one of the colleges I wanted to be in, and I was in Qatar, so I was not here in Dubai. So it was, you know, a little bit hectic, and it was just, you know, scary in the beginning.
Yeah.
I was like, am I going to be able to do this? Because for me to leave from Qatar, leaving my family, leaving everyone, it's just hard.
Yeah.
Because I've been with my family for more than 17 years. I never traveled alone, never. So it was so scary in the beginning. I was like, oh my God, I don't think so I can do this. But then I was like, let me apply for this university. And I started applying for the universities here and there, and I was just trying my luck. And then I got accepted, okay? But then they just told me I got accepted for pharmacy.
Okay.
So I was like, pharmacy. I don't want to be a pharmacist. I want to be a dentist. So basically, you can put three options.
Okay.
First option was dentistry. Second option was pharmacy. Okay. And the other thing was, I think, biomedical engineering.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, whatever, you know, pharmacy. But of course, I'm not going to be there. So I also applied in a different university and I got architecture. And then I got also another acceptance for dentistry.
Okay.
So I had three options.
Okay.
And I was like, which one do I feel more? You know, which one do I feel myself
in? Yeah.
There's like different, let's say, pros and cons in all the universities. But then I was like, I'm going to be a dentist. And the university that I got accepted for dentistry was a bit far, you know. So it was like in one of the cities that was very far from Dubai. It's like 1 hour. So I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to go for this. I'm going to go for dentistry. When I went with my dad the first day, I still remember how it felt. It was, you know, it was a little scary and I was late. I was late from the university for like 2 weeks. And my dad was telling me like, how do you like it? The university and everything. And I was like, you know, I don't really feel it, but I think I'll just go with this.
Yeah.
And then I went to check the dorms. This was the point that changed everything. I was like, no, I cannot be there, you know, it's like I cannot be in this place.
Yeah.
Because I cannot see myself here. I've been always living with my family, you know, like, let's say it's spoiled and all that. So it was very different for me.
Yeah.
So I was telling my dad, I'm like, I cannot do this because the dorms are really, really different. He was like, okay, then let's just, you know, give you more time to decide. I was like, okay. We went to my aunt's house and, you know, like we just had like a good day, you know, with family and all this. And then my dad told me, May, you're going to sleep and wake up and tell me what you need. I'm not going to waste time. I have work. I was like, okay. So I woke up and I still remember that text of my friend. She asked me, she's like, where are you? We just started class. I was like, oh my God, they started their class and I'm not there. And I just dressed up and then I told my dad, I'm like, drop me to the university. He's like, you're going for dentistry? I was like, yeah. He's like, okay. And I just saw that smile of, you know, being proud of me.
Yeah.
Like, it just made me feel so good. Like, I was like, that's what I'm doing. And I really like it, you know. I'm really happy for it. So I took the decision. I started, you know, the journey of studying and everything.
You know, so this part of the journey, which felt like, you know, it was meant to be, but you just needed a little bit of push to say, you know, just go ahead and try it, you know. And that, I think that call from a friend meant that, you know, it had to happen. So you just needed something to just, you know, get you to just move, just to push. You made it sound very easy the way you said it, right? Like the whole thing. But I'm sure there is a lot of mental stability that you need to go through that process, right? Like you said, you were moving from home, coming to a new place and going to do things on your own this time. Like, you know, you wouldn't have people around you. You said you have your sister here, but then still it's not as guaranteed as being around the whole family.
Yes.
But did you face throughout that process, you know, the not the physical struggle, but just mentally sometimes feeling like this maybe wasn't for me, or, you know, maybe I should have done something else.
Yeah, yeah. In the beginning, I had this feeling. Actually, for me, when I moved from my family's house and I had to come here to Dubai, it was very different because I always had my mom in every each step, you know. So for me to prepare my room alone, to get everything, the decorations and every single thing, it was so hard, you know. So I was missing her so much these days. And I was like, I needed her, you know, I needed her so badly. I wanted her to be there for me. Because I remember the time my sister was preparing for her room in the university. My mom was there. But for me, she wasn't there. Because she couldn't come to Dubai and all this. So I just had to be the understanding daughter. And, you know, like, it was not a big deal. Like, I was like, it's fine, I can do it, you know. So then I, when my dad left to Qatar, then I started feeling like I'm so lonely. You know, like, I cannot do this. I was calling my mom every day, telling her, like, I cannot do this. It's very hard. People are different. Okay, we're all the same. We're Arabs and all that. But I mean, like, I can feel that there is different energy, different people. They were all friendly, but I just had this missing part, you know, because I was very attached to my family. And I'm a very family-oriented person. So it was very difficult for me in the beginning. So I was just trying to cope with all this and, you know, get along with people and all that. And I also had my aunt. She was there with me. So she was trying to make things easier on me. And I was telling her, like, I cannot stay in this branch because it's a university with two branches. So I told her I need to move to the closer one to Dubai. She was like, it's okay, you can move. But I mean, like, you're good here. Why do you want to move? I was like, no, I want to move. I cannot stay here. She was like, okay, if you want to move, you can. But I don't want you to move because I know this is a better place for you. It's less number of students, more, you know, like, doctors are being more, you know, like, there with their students, giving them more instructions and stuff. They can help them with everything. They even know their names. But in a different universities, if you go to a doctor, he's going to be like, who are you? Are you with me? And you're like, I'm with you. So it's different, you know. But for my university, it was a very small place, a little number of people. So it was easier to interact with them. It was easier to have better, let's say, quality, you know, of learning. You're basically learning by heart everything. So she was trying to convince me, like, no, you should stay and all that. Then I was convinced. I was like, okay, I'll stay here. But yeah, like, in the beginning, it was very difficult. Very difficult. Because it was so hard, like, university life, studying part, it was so hard for me to study this much of notes I had to finish every day. For me, I used to study from the book, like, maximum 5 pages. Now I have to study up to 25, 30 pages in a day. So, wow, what a difference, you know? So I was like, no, this is too much. But then, but I never thought of shifting. Never. I was not trying to shift any major or anything. I was like, no, this is meant for me, you know. And every major has difficulties. Every major has this, you know, like, difficulties and the different things. And, you know, it's always hard. It's never easy. Even if you go for whatever majors, you will still find it hard. So I was like, I need to take this, you know. And one thing I thought of is that my family gave me this opportunity to go to a different country to study what I want to study. So why to waste it? Because I cannot cope with that. No, this is not acceptable. I have to, you know, I have to be like, I have to take this. I have to take this challenge. It's a challenge, you know.
So, and I think we can't move forward without addressing, I think, because I remember you talking about, you know, how your dad has been very supportive throughout the whole journey of yours until today. Even though it's very unfair to say that, you know, even though it's like in times like these, girls are still not freely able to do certain things most of the times. But having a father who is giving you like a free hand to do things the way you wanted to do, how big of a part that is for you, even along with your mom. But I think, you know, fathers have this thing about their daughters trying to keep them as close as possible and not letting them go too far and having the fears of, you know, what if my daughter's going here and what's going to happen and things like that. But how did he play that role to make you this independent girl that you are today? I just want to know that because, you know, that's the
You're
important
excited
bit.
to hear, yeah. So basically, for me to have such a supportive dad, it was just, I'm so thankful for this. Honestly, I'm very thankful to my dad for being the reason that I'm just, you know, being successful, being myself, and being free to do what I want to do, you know, like just be creative with my career. My dad was always supportive since I was young, like since the day I know that I was there, you know. So my dad was always supportive, so I always had this idea of like, what if my dad was harsh, what if my dad was very, you know, strict. My family is protective, by the way. They're very protective to us, like they don't like us, you know, taking risky decisions. They just try to guide us, like, please do this, do that, and they tell us why they're guiding us. Like, they're not trying to be controlling. Like, they're giving us the reasons of them telling us why to do this and why to do that. So my dad was always giving me the freedom to choose. When I went to him that day, I remember, before even choosing the major, I went to him, I was like, what do you think I should do? Should I go for architecture or dentistry? He's like, May, do whatever you want to do. Decide whatever you want to decide. He told me, I'm going to be very proud of you if you go for dentistry, because you're going to be the first doctor in the family from my dad's side, from my mom's side also. So it's like something really interesting. So he was like, I'll be very proud. But then I want you to do something that you want to do, that you'll feel yourself more. So he was like, I'm not going to tell you what to choose. You choose it yourself. So I was like, no way, you're making me now choose everything. But yeah, I had to choose it. I had to take the risk. But he told me something. He was like, if you decide to be a dentist, don't come to me and be like, I cannot do this. And then you cry and, no, I don't want this. He's like, you just go for it. And you just have to be confident enough to take everything. So I was like, okay, then I think I'm going to go for dentistry. And I still remember how he used to always call me and be like, how's your studies? How's everything? He's always following up with me, you know, every day. So I used to always be connecting with my family. Every day I called them Zoom call and, you know, video calls and all that. I remember that time we had Skype.
Yeah,
I used to call them by Skype. So they were always there for me. And I still remember when I used to get like groceries and stuff, I call my mom and be like, what should I get? Tell me, please help me because I don't know what to get. So they were always supportive for me, especially also my mom. She was always there for me whenever I need her, because there was this night that I remember I used to cry so much that I'm missing them. I can't believe that I'm actually sleeping and I'm not in the same place where my mom and my dad are. So it was just so different. But I had to, you know, be strong enough because I don't like making them worried, you know, like I'm okay. But at the same time, I need you guys.
Yeah.
I need you guys to be there for me because it was just different and just difficult for me.
Yeah.
So they were all supportive and I'm always thankful to them because I wouldn't have been here and, you know, taking all these amazing opportunities and all that without them, because they always gave me the freedom, trust and everything I needed just to reach what I want.
Yeah. I think that's so important that, you know, we have parents that support us to get whatever that we need. It's more like parents being tools for us to, you know, let us know what is right and wrong. Like you said, they were guiding you and telling you what could be bad for you, but not stopping you and still letting you explore it and see that, you know, it is, that's just so amazing. Like, you know, I think more of these, I think parents are like that, but then also, the world is just a little too crazy that, you know, people just feel afraid that, you know, their kids are going to get lost within that. But then I'm at least happy that, you know, there's an example to show that, you know, there can be, you know, like it's more like letting go of a kite a little longer and saying, you know, you fly a little higher and see for yourself. And then you would know how amazing things are, or if it's not good for you, still can come back.
True.
You know,
and this is my advice to anyone that is through this, you know, like they're trying to take the decision or the place they want to be in. Don't be scared. Just go for your family. Open up to them. Tell them why you want to do this, why you want to do that. And definitely there will be something, you know, you will find a point that you both are, you know, knowing what you want to do. Like they will help you. There is no such, parent that will just tell you like, no, you're not allowed to do this. You cannot do that. You cannot do this. Okay, there are some parents like that, but I mean, not all of them.
Exactly.
You can just give it a try, because my mom and my dad were so protective.
Yeah.
So I never thought that they would let me actually go to a different country, yeah. do different things. Yeah. So it was just, you know, very nice thing. And I wouldn't have experienced all that yeah. if I didn't take this first step.
Yeah.
First step for me to just know if they're going to agree on this or not. And yeah. if they don't agree, why don't you agree about it? You yeah. know, like, I want to know.
Yeah.
I want to know what's the reasons behind yeah. it. So it's always better. Yeah. It's always better to yeah. hear from them yeah. and to also open up.
Yeah. So you gave us a little bit about how it all began. Mm-hmm. And I think now it would be perfect to talk about, you're in university after all that, you decide that you wanted to be a dentist. Mm-hmm. So while you were in university, you're alone now in a new country. So I'm sure there was a lot of things that you had to face on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So do you want to give us some information about how those days were and how did you finish?
Yes. So basically, I had many things that was going on in the beginning. First of all, I didn't mention that, but I had my aunt yes. in the place that I was actually there. She was trying to replace, or let's say not replace, she was trying to be there for me.
Yeah.
Because my mom was not there.
Yeah.
Okay. She was always helping me with the, you know, like stuff that are related to grocery stuff, how yeah. to arrange everything in my room and all that. She was also supporting me. Okay. So in the beginning, I was always telling her, I was like, I cannot do this. I cannot do that. She was always trying to push me.
Yeah.
She was always giving me motivation words, telling me that we can do it, you're strong enough, you can do this. And I was always having this person that I can talk to.
Yeah.
She was there. Yeah. She was in the same place I was studying in.
Yeah.
So if I want to see her, I can just call her and be like, I want to see you.
Yeah.
So I remember that day my dad called me and then he was telling me, are you at the dorms? I was yeah. like, yeah, I'm there. He was like, do you have anyone around you? I was like, yeah, I do. But that time, I didn't have anyone around.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know what's going on.
Yeah.
And his voice just, it was just, you know, different.
Mm.
And he was shivering. I felt it. He was shivering. So when I was asking him, I kept asking. And then he told me, your aunt passed away.
Sorry.
So, yeah. You know, like, it was just difficult for yeah. me to process it because I was alone. And I just couldn't, you know, like, I was like, no, you're not talking about the same aunt because no way. Yeah. I just talked to her. I was like, maybe it's strong. We're coming. And I had this feeling that I just want to run and try to save her. But I couldn't know what happened. I was just, you know, scared.
Yeah.
I couldn't actually process this bad news and I fainted and it was just so difficult and I couldn't actually believe what happened. When I wanted to go back, I had 2 weeks break. It was spring break. It was like 2 weeks and then I went back to the place and my mom put so much restrictions in the dorms that I cannot leave without her call. I cannot do this. Yeah. I cannot do that. I accepted everything
yeah.
just for me to be there. Yeah. Like, I was like, okay, you want to do this? Do it.
Yeah.
If you feel more comfortable, that you'll feel more safe for me, I don't mind it. Just let me go back.
Yeah.
Let me study. Let me be the thing I want to be.
Yeah.
To be a dentist.
Yeah.
And I remember doctors in my university, yeah. they were telling me, you're going to fail. You cannot do this.
Mm.
And I was telling them, like, why are you doubting my ability? Why are you doubting what I can do? I was like, I can do this. I can just pass the exams. I'll try to study. I'll try to do everything. They're like, you're not even reaching the average number for you yeah. to pass.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I guess I'm failing. But I kept trying and trying and trying. And I remember my GPA was not the best, but at least I just passed. I passed everything. And then I went to Jordan. I was like, it's a fresh thing. It's a fresh start. I need to go back to the university stronger, more happier, let's yeah. say, you know, just to forget everything.
Yes.
And for me to process that my aunt passed away in the same place I live in was so hard. It was not easy.
Yeah.
So it was a huge challenge for me. Not a small one, but I was like, you know, this is the reason that I am just strong enough to take challenges, to take everything. And I'm also happy that I could change the decision my family yes. took, because they were so scared. Even my sister, everyone was like, no, you're not going yeah. back. So I was like, no, I need to go back. And I had many, many difficult days, and I was just, you know, depressed, crying. I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. I remember I used to ask my friends to just sleep over in my room so I can just sleep, because I can't sleep without lights. I cannot sleep like this alone. Yeah. Someone has to be there.
Yeah.
So I was always asking them to be there for me. And to be honest, I felt like I didn't have much of support externally, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it was mostly my family.
Yeah.
They were always supportive, although they were very far.
Yeah.
But still, I had them supportive to me. And it was, you know, like a big challenge for yes. me, a huge one. But when I think about it now, when I look back, I'm like, wow, it passed. It really passed. And I'm so thankful that I'm here, you yeah. know? Like, it wasn't easy.
Yeah.
But I can say that I made it.
Plus, you made your aunt proud. Imagine, like, going through it and actually achieving the end goal that you started the journey first in the first place.
Yeah,
and that's amazing.
It's very difficult. And when I also, when I talk about it, it feels like it happened yesterday.
Yeah.
It's very different for me to, like, think about all this that really happened to me. It didn't break me.
Yeah.
But it made me someone stronger,
yeah. you know?
Someone to face all the life challenges
yeah.
in a good way, in a more open way, you know. Yeah. Like, there are people that they will just give up, you know.
Yeah.
They'll be like, why am I doing this to myself?
Yeah.
I just, you know,
yeah.
work, I mean, like, study anything else yes. and work, and that's it. Why yeah. why struggle, you know?
Yeah.
But no, I took the challenge. I was like, no, it's fine. I remember all the doctors, they were just telling me, no, you're just being dramatic. You don't want to study. I'm
yeah.
like, guys, yeah. come on. Like, everyone yeah. knows about it. And yeah. you're telling me I'm being dramatic.
Yeah.
I'm not dramatic at all. I'm just telling you what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, it was not easy, you
yeah.
know? But that's what made me the May.
Yeah. I think it was like a test. Like, even though it was an unfair test, I think it was just a test at that point of life to see if you were ready for what was all
what
going
was
to
coming.
Happen to you.
Yeah, true.
Because they say, like, before the good things come, you just have this small test that is done to see if you are strong enough to
yes.
bear all the good fruits that's going to come. Maybe
exactly.
that was it. But then, yeah, it's something that is not in our control of what the test is, right?
Exactly. And I always say that we don't get the opportunity to be what we want to be in, like, every time,
yeah.
you know? You will have it today, but tomorrow you won't.
Yeah.
So always try to take the opportunities, always try to take the challenges to make you stronger.
Yeah.
Because I'm a type of person that I like to challenge myself.
Yeah.
If you tell me you cannot do this, I'll do it. You know?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm thankful to my doctors, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because if they wouldn't have told me that, oh, May, you cannot do this,
yeah.
I was going to be like, oh, no, okay, then, you know, I cannot do it.
Yeah.
But I took it as a challenge. I was like, oh, you're telling me this. Okay,
yeah,
I'll
yeah.
show you. I'll show you what I can do.
So imagine now this journey is something that you had. And now after all of this, you are a dentist. And what came next after that? Were there decisions that you had to take that way you wanted to work? Or did you have choices that you wanted to go back to Qatar? Or were you still okay to be working in Dubai as a dentist?
Mm-hmm.
So how did that unfold?
Actually, for me, it was not very clear, you know, because my family is in Qatar and I
yeah.
was here in Dubai.
Yeah.
So I was like, am I ready really to be working here?
Yeah.
You know, because I always felt like I was away from my family.
Yeah.
So there is a specific time where I want to be with them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, at the end of the day, marriage will happen and, you know, we'll be busy and all this.
Yes.
So I was like, honestly, like, I feel like going back.
Yeah.
I tried.
Yeah.
I went back to Qatar, but I couldn't find a great opportunity for me, you know. Like,
yeah.
it was us dentists. We
yeah.
have to have an experience before we go there. So I was like, you know what? I think for me to work in Dubai is better. Although, like, here the market is saturated with dentists. It's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy, really. So I was like, I don't know, will I find something here or not?
Yeah.
And for me, before to take that step, I had to take a break.
Yeah.
You know, for me to decide and know what I want.
Yeah.
So I went for a solo trip to Istanbul.
Yeah.
It was a very nice experience. It was very different because I never traveled alone. I never traveled to such country.
Yeah.
And it was always my dream to go there. And I remember I texted my childhood friend. I was like, Yara, I'm coming. She's like, no way. I was like, yeah. She's like, oh my God, girl, I'm coming. I'm like, come, Mila, let's go. Let's go anywhere you want. And I was just enjoying everything there because the country itself was so beautiful.
Yeah.
Very colorful, very different.
For inspiring, us, you know, right? It just inspiring. Inspires you.
Yes, yes. I loved it. So I was like, this is the place where I'm going to heal in.
Yeah.
And to be honest, it was a healing trip. I processed everything I had gone through all the years I was, you know, studying and everything because I had no time. No time to cry. You're like, oh, he'll tears, he'll study. You don't have time to cry. Yeah. You need to just move on.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is the perfect spot for me. So I stayed for like 3 weeks there and I had so much fun. And then I went back to Qatar. There was the FIFA World Cup.
Yes.
Yes, it was amazing. I lived like the dream life. I swear for everyone, everyone from Dubai, they're texting me. They're like, you are living our dream life. I was like, guys, I mean, like, it's amazing, but I don't know what to say. And it was just amazing, actually. It was an amazing experience. So I just had to go back to Qatar very quick so I can just, you know, watch all the matches those Messi, Ronaldo.
I had it's once in a lifetime. Like, it's happening at home. Imagine, like, exactly. It's literally.
And for me to see, like, such a great event, something big, to happen in the place I was raised in. It was different. Like, I was like, wow, what is this?
Yeah.
Is this Qatar? Yeah. I was just shocked by the number of people that were there.
The whole country was like a carnival, right? Everybody was celebrating.
Everywhere was like party, people celebrating here and there. It was just so amazing. Yeah. Festivals. And actually, festival thing is not my thing, but when I was there, I was like, I need to try it. Let me go. Let me just have fun.
Yeah.
It was just amazing, actually. And I saw Ronaldo, you know, he was crying. They lost with the, in Morocco, and they lost the game and he was just crying. I was like, wow, the first time for me to see Ronaldo, he is crying.
In person,
So yeah, it was a great experience. And then I had to decide, you know, like, what am I going to do with my life?
Yeah.
All the party, you know, the after party.
Yeah.
This was the after party.
Yeah.
So I was like, what am I going to be doing now? Like, okay, I have my certificates. I have everything.
Yeah.
I also did the exam for the DHA. I passed it and everything as well. But what am I going to be doing now? So I sat back and I tried to decide. And I thought Dubai was the best place for me to work in because for me to start in Qatar, it's a bit difficult, you know? So I was like, I'm just going to start in Dubai. And I didn't work for like, I guess, 6 months after graduating.
Okay.
So I had to start somewhere and all that. So yeah, it was very interesting.
So Dubai became your destination, chosen destination.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know how I'm going to be leaving. Actually, I don't want to leave.
Yeah.
I want to be here.
Yeah. So for Mai, what's the next stage about, like, you know, whether it's your career or whether it's your choices?
Yeah, actually, my next step is I want to work on myself more. You know, I want to take more courses. I want to do more stuff for me, you know, like, I want to feel like I'm working on myself.
Yeah.
With hard skills, soft skills, everything.
Yeah.
So something happened in one of the courses I had that I was working and the doctor gave us like a hands-on.
Yeah.
Okay. And he told us, who's ever going to get the highest grade will get a composite kit. It's basically worth 2,000 dirham for free. So he was like, whoever's going to get the highest grade, he's going to get it. So I was like, man, I know myself. Any part, I'm not the best. But I was like, you know, let me give it a try. I remember I got 13 out of 17. But I was like, oh, I mean, it's not the highest grade. But then he was like, to be fair, we're going to give the best practical work this composite kit. So I was like, okay.
This is my strength.
I was like, this is me. This is me who's going to be winning. So I was working and everything, and the doctor comes to my side. He's checking the work. He was like, can I sit in here? I was like, yeah, sure. And he was just checking my work. He was like, wow, your work is amazing. He kept saying, mashallah, mashallah, like, it's very nice. Yeah. I was like, thank you so much. And then he got the whole cast thing, because where the plastic teeth are placed,
yeah.
He got the cast thing and he put it under the microscope. He was like, this is amazing work. It's so beautiful. And when he took it under the microscope, I was like, oh my God, now all the mistakes will come. And then there was no mistake.
Wow.
I was so happy. I was so proud of myself. I just felt like, you know, I was doing like this. I didn't want to see, you know, what my facial expressions were. I don't want anyone to see it. So I was just so happy and proud of myself. And it reminded me of uni days, because uni days were like that. Whenever I do a good work, doctor comes out and say, May is the best work. Yes. May took the highest grade. Yeah. So I was so proud of myself that time. And I felt like, wow, I have skills, you know. I know that I have them.
Yeah.
But when you have the chance to show it,
yes.
That's where you know that you have it.
Yes.
You know, you actually have the skill. You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So I was just so happy that day, and I won the kit, and I cannot wait to try this kit because it's amazing. It's the dream of every dentist. I can tell you this. It's the dream.
Yeah.
So now I'm so excited to try it on the on my patients, and they're going to love the results, because it's like having all the shades of the filling and everything. So it's going to be very natural. And I have this thing in me that I have artistic skills. Okay, I know how to draw and all that. So it's a very good thing. It's like let's say it's advantage to me, for me as a dentist.
Yeah.
And basically when I work, I'm not only working on patient, it's also science, but also it's art.
Yeah.
It's mixed between science and art. So if I'm good in art, then halfway through is good, you know? So this is one thing for us dentists that are very... We need to care about that. We need to keep ourselves practicing and up to date with everything, new techniques, new materials. It's very important.
Yeah.
And I also have this thing where I like to be up to date. You know, modern dentistry now. It's all about digital and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what will make me different.
Yeah.
Like here with all these dentists we have in Dubai. It's very saturated now. Yeah, you can't even.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's very different. It's very difficult. So for me to be special, it's something very nice.
That takes skill, right? Like to be noticed and to be said that, you know, I'm a little bit different from the rest, of you know, course. Even though you're doing the same thing. That takes a lot of effort to be that.
Exactly.
So do you see yourself, for example, being this free bird? Or at some point you want to have your own clinic back home or something, which is, I know, I'm sure you don't want to be like, you know, stuck at that one space to do something. Or is that something that you have as a long-term plan where, you know, you feel once you have done everything that you wanted to do and the clinic is your end goal kind of a thing? Or you still want to just be this free soul that you are and keep exploring and keep like finding out new things?
Actually, I like trying new things.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's one part of me. But for me to have my own clinic will not stop me to still explore more and learn more.
Yeah.
You know, so even if I have a clinic, I still have the chance.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking of having my own clinic in Qatar.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be so different. Yeah. I have this plan in mind that I want to make it this minimalized clinic with the aesthetics thing, you know, like something different.
Yeah.
Something that was not done in Qatar.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is my chance.
Yeah.
This is my chance to be someone that is different from others there.
Yeah.
Although there's like not much of dental clinics and dentists there, but still like you need to shine. You need to be someone like, you know, successful, someone having different thing.
Yeah.
Because there, this is the part where you know that you are being successful, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's not only a part of you being good and practical wise, but also to be good about marketing things, to realize that this place needs marketing.
Yeah.
You cannot just depend on the word of mouth and depends on family members or friends or no, you cannot do that because the oxygen of every place is marketing.
Yes.
This is one thing for sure.
True.
And that's why I always think about it. But I still need more experience.
Yeah.
I need more experience in market, more experience in materials, with more connections with people.
Yeah.
So I feel like I need more time, you know, but I have this goal in my head.
Nice.
I hope I reach it one day.
Yeah, definitely. I think it is supposed to happen, you know.
Yeah, I hope so. One day.
One day. And I think one last question I think I could ask you as an outsider who's never gone to a dentist. It's a very silly question. So is there a rule of how many times you're supposed to brush in a day? Is there like a 3 times after every meal, or is there like 2 times or 1 time? Like, how does it work?
Okay, I'll tell you. You need to make sure that you're brushing after every meal. Okay. This is what we try to tell our patients.
Yeah.
But of course, they're not going to follow all the instructions. That's one thing for sure. So what you need to do is that you need to brush your mouth after waking up with like after 20 minutes, not directly after waking up, because your mouth will be acidic. So once you have acidic mouth, acidic environment, you will basically remove part of the tooth, a layer, a very tiny layer of the tooth. So it's better not to brush directly. This is one thing. The other thing is that you need to brush before you sleep because, you know, there are food particles stuck here and there. Just to make sure everything is clean, everything is good.
Yeah.
And one thing is important, flossing. Please, flossing. Yeah. Flossing is so important. Not all patients floss, but it's very important for you to floss every day. And there are, like, let's say, an alternative to flossing, which is basically water floss. It's very nice. Yeah. You know, you can
like a spray kind of a thing.
Yeah, it's like a shower for your teeth. Yeah, it's very nice. Yeah. It's a very nice feeling you'll get after doing it. And also there are the interdental brushes you can use. But you need to have the sizes, you know, adjusted by the dentist so you can know which part and which side to brush, you know. But you need to brush all sides, all the teeth, interdentally, like between every teeth.
Yeah.
But it's very important to take care of the oral hygiene because, you know, the mouth is basically the entrance to your body, you know. So you need to always take care of brushing, you know. I don't recommend mouthwash because mouthwash will have, you know, different, let's say, disadvantages, dry mouth and all that. I don't like it, you know, so, and burning sensation, burning sensation and dry mouth. This is two things that will make you feel after using the mouthwash. So always brush twice and floss once.
Thank you so much.
Good. This is the advice that I always give my patients.
I think that's always interesting to hear, you know, from the professionals mouth directly what is the right way to do things, because you know there's a lot of theories that is always there.
True.
But thank you so much, Mai, for coming onto the podcast. It has been such a pleasure listening to your story, not because you know it is something that, you know, it's about the professional career or it's being a girl, but it's just about being strong and being aware of, you know, what you want to do in your life and having all these tools, you know, that you have made available for yourself, not by getting it, you know, from everywhere else. That's like a very good example for people to say that, you know, things can be done if you are strong enough and if you are wanting to do it, there is a way always, you know.
Of course.
So you made that case to be saying, you know, there is a possibility.
Of course, there's always a possibility to be someone successful, someone to look after, you know. Like, there are many people that will see you as a role model. Like, they'll see you as a very, like, very nice example to, like, I want to be this person in future. So you have to always take the opportunity, always, like, let fears be there. It's fine.
Yeah.
Fears are there to be overcome.
Yeah.
This is one thing very important for us to always remember.
Yes.
So thank you so much for this opportunity. I really enjoyed this podcast. It was very nice.
I'm so happy.
It was like a roller coaster of emotions.
It's amazing. Yeah, yeah.
But I really loved it. Thank you very much, Kenneth.
Thanks a lot for coming. And I know there is going to be amazing things happening for you in the future because that's the only thing that you deserve.
I hope.
That's the best.
I hope.
So that's going to happen.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
I had fun.